له فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي لك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك لك ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah who is most merciful Allah who is most compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is most kind to each and every one of us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many different blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many of His favors, for which we should be extremely grateful to Allah, as He is the one and the only one who continues to bless us each and every day we live on the face of the earth. Human beings, no matter how much they think, and no matter how much they try to understand how kind, how gracious, how generous, how loving Allah is to His servants, they will never ever really and truly understand that. Allah says in the Quran says, Allahu latifun bi'ibadihi. Allah is extremely generous. Allah is extremely kind to His servants. But human beings on the other side, they are not able to really and truly comprehend this. This is why we all fall short of that which is required from us. Because in reality, my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, if we really and we truly recognize the favors that a person has extended to us, then our gratitude will never fall short to that person. Among human beings, you and I behave like that. Whatever we have gotten from someone, whether they are kind words, or whether they are benefits, whether they are favors in one way or the other, we often find ourselves saying, thank you. We often find ourselves saying, you have made us happy. We often find ourselves giving favors and giving kindness and rendering kindness to that person in recognition of that which they have done to us. So, the gratitude from our hearts, it continues to flow in that which we recognize from other human beings. If we really recognize and we truly understand how loving and caring Allah is to all His servants, how kind and generous, how gracious Allah is, how lenient Allah is, how soft Allah is to His servants, the servants will never fall short of their duties towards the Mun'im, the one who is sending all these favors. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach us about this. Because as I said, as long as we do not recognize what we owe to the other person, we will not give unto him that. But very soon, whenever we recognize what we owe to the person, we will fulfill it. Without any questioning, we will do it. But the most important thing for you and I is to recognize that. It is to recognize who Allah is. It is to recognize Allah's kindness. It is to recognize Allah's grace to us, which we depend upon, which we live on, every minute and every second, Every footstep we take, whether it is into the masjid, outside the masjid, whether it is walking around the house, every footstep depends on the grace which Allah gives to us. Our entire life, every breath we take depends upon the life which Allah gives to us. Every minute of the day, every second of the day, we go to sleep, Allah is responsible of sending the soul back to our bodies. We get up in the morning. We walk the street, Allah is responsible for sending His angels to protect us from every direction. The Quran says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتِ. Allah has angels who He sends behind you, surrounding you in every direction. If we are able to recognize that, if we are able to recognize that, then our entire attitude will change and we will develop the traits and the conduct of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even though there are days of starvation, when there comes one date or some water, he will never forget to thank Allah for that. He will not be like the one who says, well, 3 days I was hungry and starved, so what it is one day afterwards. If only we will recognize that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach us about it. And Allah teaches us about it so that you and I, because this is the most important thing in our life. If you and I do not recognize who Allah is, if you and I do not recognize the favors of the one who is bestowing the favors, and we cannot recognize the kindness of the kind one, then we will just live a life of unmindfulness, neglectful of our duties. We will die and we will go, and it will just be coming in and going out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, in the very first verse of the Holy Quran that was revealed on the face of the earth, the final revelation, the holiest of all scriptures, the greatest of all scriptures, the completion of all scriptures, and the perfected and completed code of guidance for man and jinn on the face of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing. And the very first message that comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam may deliver this message to the people, there are five verses. The only and the first five verses of the Holy Quran. What does Allah say in these five verses? Just imagine, for centuries there has been no communication to man on the face of the earth. Isa alayhi salam had been taken up by Allah more than 500 years ago. His religion was not completed. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is now there as the final Nabi, as the greatest Rasul. And Allah has already prepared him for Nabuwat. Nabuwat is about to begin with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The most essential of all messages is now being given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, revealing to Jibreel alayhi salam, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Subhanallah. Such grandeur, such glory Jibreel alayhi salam came with, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was able to see on this occasion Jibreel alayhi salam in his true and original and real form. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to meditate in the cave. Days have passed. That unsiyat and that connection with a supreme creator has already been made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already started to train him via the media of true dreams, thinking bad about what the people did, trying to disassociate himself from the actions and the people who lived around him, goes far away in the mountaintop in a cave, to be alone, to think, to ponder. In that scenario, in that situation, Jibreel alayhi salam appears, commanding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Jibreel alayhi salam says to the Prophet, read. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam cannot understand what he should read. He says, Ma ana biqari'in, I am not a reader. I am not a reciter. I do not know how to read. Jibreel alayhi salam says, read. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Ma ana biqari'in, I do not know how to read. For the third time, the same message is given to him. Says, read. What does Jibreel want the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to read? What can Allah command the Rasul to read? Allah has already mentioned about this Rasul, which has been mentioned in the Torah and the Injil, that this Nabi is Ummi and he is unlettered. He cannot read, nor can he write. What is the command about? That why is Allah asking him to read? And what should he read? What Jibreel wants the Rasul to read? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, understanding it to be an order from Allah, an order coming to him that he must read, he replies and he responds to Jibreel, says, look, I cannot read. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is scared. Never before in his life has he ever seen such a huge figure. Subhanallah. He has never seen a person like this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has never ever been told by anyone to read. But Jibreel alayhi salam is simply telling the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, read, yani you read what I am reading, subhanallah. What I am going to reveal to you, you read that. I am not commanding you to read on your own. What will you read? You are unlettered. You are being taught by Allah. So read. Iqra, read in what? Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Rabb. Subhanallah. The first message on the face of the earth. After Nabuwat has been cut. After revelation has been cut. The worst period of humanity. The time the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. Never before there was such a wide gap between prophets than this time. Between Isa and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anbiyas of the past succeeded each other one after the other. At close intervals. This was the widest gap or between two Nabis on the face of the earth. This is why the state of human being had been very, very bad. All the teachings of the prophets have been distorted and have been changed. And there was nothing for man to hold on to. And it is in such a situation now. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being given the first message to convey to mankind. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read. Read in the name of Allah? No. Read in the name of your sustainer? No. Read in the name of your Rabb. Subhanallah. Who is this Rabb? Who is this Rabb? Allah already says the name of the Rabb who created. But then, out of tafsis, out of the azmat and the greatness of the creation of the human being, Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ. Allah, your Rabb, who is this Rabb? The Rabb that you, Allah wants you to read in His name. That Rabb is the one who created human beings, you. He created you and He created, first of all, Allah created every single thing. And then out of special mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, revealing to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Rabb of yours has not only created every single thing, but this is the Rabb who has created you and created the entire human race. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Read on, O Prophet, read on, my Rasul, and know very well that your Lord is most generous. Describing who is your Rabb. Describing Allah. That read in the name of your Rabb. Your Rabb created every single thing. Your Rabb created you and created the entire human race. Your Rabb is Al-Akram. Your Rabb, exaggerated and elated meaning. Your Lord is most generous. Your Lord is most gracious. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam. Who is your Rabb? Who is this Rabb Allah wants you to know about? Who is this Rabb that you have forgotten? This Rabb is the one who taught you the use of pen. Subhanallah. A very, very great ni'mat and favor on the face of the earth. Religions continue to pass from one hand to the other hand via the media of the pen. Knowledge continues from one generation to another generation only through the pen. Everything is preserved through the pen. The pen is what Allah created. The pen writes the qadr and the taqdeer of Allah. And Allah makes special mention of the pen again in the Holy Quran, that the people are able to preserve knowledge. The people are able to propagate. But how does it reach down from one to the other? Because Allah has taught you the use of the pen.
علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Who is your Rabb? Your Rabb is the one who taught man that which he did not know. Everything a man learns is that which he did not know before. Every single thing you know and I know, we have never learned it before. This is why we know it. Every single thing. Every single human being from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the last Nabi. Every single human being from the first man to the last man. We learn something because before that we did not know it. So in other words, every single thing human beings know, these are things which are taught to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a little ta'aruf of himself so that human beings will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely kind to him, the human beings. That when he knows that Allah is his Rabb, then he will know very well that he owes his origin to someone who is the supreme being. The food he eats, that comes from someone who is known as his supreme being. Every single thing he takes in his life, and every single thing he uses in his life, and every footstep he takes in his life, and every new day he lives in his life, and every new night he passes on this life, every single thing will remind him of the generosity of one above him who is known as his Rabb. There are many attributes of Allah. There are many qualities of Allah. There are many sifat of Allah which are mentioned. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To Allah belongs all the beautiful names. To Allah belongs all the beautiful attributes and qualities. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded you and I and reminded mankind that he's what? Rabb. Before any other thing, that he's what? Rabb. That is the first verse. These were the first verses that were revealed on the face of the earth so that man will recognize who is his creator. Then further than that, we see that the very first verse of the Holy Quran, the very first verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the first verse and also the first surah which is preserved in Lawhul Mahfuz, the Holy Quran that we have with us, is revealed in accordance to the manner and the tartib and the sequence which is preserved in the Lawhul Mahfuz and the sacred tablets. Whatever we have here in the Quran is what is there. Whatever comes first here is what is first there. Whatever is second here is whatever is second there. And whatever is last here is also last there. Revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to need and necessity. Whenever people ask questions, whenever the situation arise, whenever there was need for a warning or an advice, or there was something Allah needed to tell them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it according to the need. But while that was so, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also informed by Allah with respect to the tartib and the sequence that these surahs and ayats will take. And so he ordered the sahabas to do the same when they wrote the Quran, even at his time. So therefore, here is it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing the first verses to the human beings. And the first and foremost quality he brings to the minds of human being is that quality of rububiyat, is that quality that Allah is your Rabb. Then again, the first verse on Lawhul Mahfuz, the first verse of the surah, Suratul Fatiha, the first verse of the first surah in the Holy Quran. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to us? He begins by telling us about himself again. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Suratul Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Again, Allah is telling us about himself. What does he say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises are due to Allah, are for Allah alone. Lillahi. But who is this Allah? Who is this one that you should praise and glorify? And who is this one that you should worship? And you should fulfill your duties towards him. He is Rabbul Alameen. The Lord, as it is translated, the Rabb of all the worlds, of you and of every single thing. Allah is the Lord of all these things. Allah is the Rabb. Allah is the one who looks after. Allah is the one who takes care of every single thing. This is what we find. Further than that, subhanallah, the Quran is coming to an end. The Quran is being concluded. The last surah of the Quran on Lawhul Mahfuz, the last surah of the Holy Quran, in our Holy Quran which we read, again, what Allah says, the very first ayah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, I seek refuge in the Rabb of mankind. For those of us who have a little bit of aqal and intelligence, it seems that something is going on. Subhanallah. The first thing that you ought to know about on the face of the earth is that you should read in the name of your Rabb. The first thing you are told in Lawhul Mahfuz, which is there and revealed in the Holy Quran according to the tartib and sequence, the first surah that Allah has mentioned, and the first surah, the first complete surah, Suratul Fatiha, again, is that Allah is your Rabb. Now the Quran is coming to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes. After Suratul Nas, we read the dua of the khatam of the Quran. It means there is no surah after Suratul Nas. It is the adab and the practice that we begin back to show that our reading never stops. But there is no surah after Surah Nas. Subhanallah. The last surah of the Holy Quran which Allah has revealed on the face of the earth. And Allah again, the first surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. Qualities of Allah. Malik could have been first. Ilah could have been first. Allah says Rabb is first. Say, I seek refuge in the Rabb of mankind. Further than that, let's go a little bit further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent thousands of anbiyas to the face of the earth. The anbiyas continue to pray to Allah. They continue to turn to Allah. Anbiyas continue to beg from Allah. Anbiyas continue to supplicate to Allah. But all the du'as that are mentioned of the anbiyas in the Holy Quran, it begins with that attribute of Allah, that when they called on Allah, they called on the word Rabb, subhanallah. Rabbana atina fid dunya, O our Rabb, give us good in this life. Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina aw aqta'na, O our Rabb, do not hold us to task. Do not punish us for that which we have forgotten, for that which we have made mistakes. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, O Allah, do not make our hearts go crooked after you have guided us. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati, Ibrahim is calling on Rabb. He says, oh my Rabb, make me a person who will be the one who establishes salat. Each and every dua of the anbiyas begins with Rabbi, 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 Rabbana, Rabbana, O our Rabb, O my Rabb. Further than that, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook the journey of Mi'raj. One of the greatest miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah gave to him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the honor to present himself in the presence of Allah. To present himself in the presence of Allah. According to the riwayat of Muslim, which he has narrated in his Sahih compilation, he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given 3 gifts by Allah. 3 special gifts were given to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah. 1 gift was that of salat, which we know about. The other gift was the assurance which Allah had given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O my Nabi and O my Rasul, anyone of your ummati who is of such that he has committed grave sins on the face of the earth, and he has transgressed all limits, and he has done every wrong deed, and he dies and he comes to me, I assure you that inshallah I will forgive him on the condition that he does not make shirk with me. Bas. It is my mercy I will extend to him. Let him turn to me and I shall forgive him. But shirk I will not forgive. 2. And what was the third? The third gift, according to the authentic tradition, which was given by Allah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in heaven, in Jannat, in the highest Jannat, on the night of Mi'raj, were the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, which starts with Rabbana la tu'akhizna. This was a hadiya. This was an in'am. What is the message in it? Allah, who is our Rabb, Allah, who is our Creator, who sees our every deed, who hears our every speech, who knows what we have in our hearts, who knows what we do. Allah is the one to punish. Allah is the one to forgive. Allah is the one to condone. Allah is the one to overlook. Allah is the one to remove every difficulty and hardship. He is teaching his Rasul to tell my servants that whenever they want to supplicate to me, these are the words they should supplicate in. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنَّ سِينَا أَوْ أَقْطَعْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah is teaching us what you and I should say to us. And in the dua, Allah says to tell my servants that when they call on me, call on my quality which is known as Rabb. Let them say, Rabbana. We can say, Ilahuna, O our Allah. We can say, Allahumma. We can say all these different things. Ya Razikana, O our Razik. We can say everything. Allah is saying, O my Habib. Tell them they should say, Rabbana la tu'akhizna, O Allah. Do not take us to task. Do not hold us, O Allah. Inna sina waqtana. If we forget or if we make mistakes. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. O Allah, do not place a burden upon our shoulders which we cannot bear, the burden which you have placed on the people before. Those people were ordered by Allah to leave their families and run away. Those people were ordered by Allah to forget your wealth, forget your children, forget your wives, forget everyone. Take your arms and ammunition and stand for the cause of Allah. Get your throats cut. Die for the sake of Allah. These people were persecuted. They were asked to do so many things. They were asked to live on leaves. They were asked to go through hardships. They had to tie stones in their belly in order to survive as Muslims. Oh Allah, we cannot bear that, oh Allah. Please do not lay such a burden upon us. Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bi. Oh Allah, لا تحملنا, do not place upon us a burden which we cannot bear. The first one is a burden which you have placed upon them. We do not want that. We cannot bear it, Allah. And forgive us, Allah. Have mercy on us. This is why a very famous Arab poet says about these verses, showing his appreciation and showing how great this is from Allah. He says to Allah, وَلَوْ لَمْ تُرِدْنَا إِلَى مَا نَرُجُو وَنَطْلُبُهُ. O Allah, if you did not want to give us what we seek and what we wish for, مِنْ فَيْذِ جُودِكَ, from the generosity of your own self, مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا الطَّلَبَ, you would have never taught us how to ask from you, subhanallah. But since you have taught us how to ask from you and what words to use for you, then it means that you want to give us. You want to give us. So my dear respected brothers and my dear sisters, the Quran is before us. The Quran is one of the greatest mu'jizah and the miracle. The Quran is filled with eloquence. The meaning, subhanallah, it is so jam, it is inclusive of every single thing. Doesn't this ring a bell to us that there is something special as to why Allah is always reminding us about Rabb? Doesn't that ring a bell to us? Allah has so many qualities. Why has Allah chosen to use it there first? First in the Holy Quran. Concluding the last thing in the Holy Quran, reminding us. The verses which speaks about the du'as of the Rasuls, the Rasuls of the past. Rabbana atina fi dunya. Doesn't that tell us something? Yes, indeed it tells us something. That Rabb is such a jami word. The word Rabb, that quality of Allah is so comprehensive that it has a meaning of every one of Allah's other qualities, each and every one of Allah's quality. That if we are able to understand that Allah is our Rabb, then we will be able to understand how kind and how caring and how loving and how soft, how lenient, how kind and generous and how gracious Allah is to us. And when you and I understand how kind Allah is, then we will never falter in our duties. And this is the hikmat in the usage of the word Rabb. The Mufassirin and the commentators have explained, Rabb, why Allah is called Rabb? What is Rabb? Why is Rabb used? The word Rabb is the one who does the task of tarbiyat. The word Rabb is the one who does the job of tarbiyat. What does tarbiyat mean? We often translate tarbiyat as what training. Qadhi Baydawi, in his famous commentary, Tafsir al-Baydawi, he explains, Rabb is what? It is the person who does tarbiyat. And tarbiyat is, hiya tabrigu shay ila kamalihi shay'an fa shay'a. It is that person who reaches something from one stage to another stage until he reaches it to a state of perfection, little by little. Subhanallah. That is the quality of the person who is Rabb. He reaches something to a state of perfection, little by little, one day after one day after one day, until he reaches it to maturity, to perfection, one after the other. That is Rabb. And when he, the Rabb, does that, then the quality of the Rabb also is يَحْفَظُ مَا يَمْلِكُهُ. He protects and he takes care of everything that is in his possession. The one who does that job is called a Rabb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you and I and announces to the whole mankind that he's our Rabb, telling us that he is the one who does that. Do we see the trees bearing its fruits? Do we see the vegetables coming? Does this happen in a day? Does the mangoes bear their fruits, mangoes, in a day? Does the apple, is it that when you plant a seed, tomorrow you will get the apples? Does it happen like that? You plant the seed, Allah will cause a time to pass over the seed. Allah will cause it to come out. Allah will send the rain upon it. Allah will grow it day after day. And every day it passes, it comes stronger and stronger. And then the fruit, the flowers will come first. And then after the flowers, the fruits will come. And then it will become fully grown. It will become mature. It will become ripe. And then it becomes beneficial to us. Taking it from one stage to another stage until perfection. You could not eat the leaves of the apple tree when it was still young. You could not eat the seed. You cannot eat the trunk. You cannot eat the leaves. You cannot eat the branches. Allah is the one who is taking it from one stage to another stage to another stage until it attains that full growth and that stage of perfection. And then he takes care of every single thing. Whosoever possesses the qualities, then he's a Rabb. But in the word Rabb, all the other qualities is there. Because in order for it to bear, Allah must nourish it. In order for it to bear, Allah must give life to it. So Allah is Al-Muhyi, He is the giver of life. Allah is the one to nourish and sustain. In the word Rabb, all those meanings are found. Let us look at us human beings. Did we come overnight? Subhanallah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you and I, do not forget that the one who you must worship is your Rabb. And only if you could understand who is a Rabb, then immediately you will fall obedient and submissive to all the ahkam and the laws of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you ever pondered over your creation through the different stages that you will pass through? Have you ever wondered what you were in the womb of your mother? Have you ever wondered what you were before you were in the womb of your mother? Have you ever wondered of the weaknesses that passed over you when you were in the womb of your mother? Have you ever wondered of the impurity that you were in? Have you ever wondered what type of liquid you were created from? How impure, despicable that liquid. Ma min maheen, a despicable liquid. A liquid that is impure. A liquid that people will detest and they will turn their faces away from. Have you ever wondered? Who is the one who took you throughout these stages? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. So that you and I will recognize. And this is the message Allah wants to put to us. That when you want to know the one that you are asked to worship, When you know that that one is your Rabb, you will know that you are dependent upon him every minute of the day and every second of the day. How can you possibly turn away from him? How can you ever turn away from someone that you need in the day, in the night, in the morning, in the evening, every second of the day? How can you possibly turn away from such a person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us from a stage into another stage. Liquid, subhanallah. A drop of impure, despicable liquid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that liquid, if it falls, it impurifies the clothing. It makes us impure. You see that clothing, can you ever look at that drop of liquid and think that in that there lies a big human being with two eyes and mouth and hands? Do we ever imagine that? Subhanallah. Tabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Glory be to Allah, the best of all creators. Do you and I ever wonder that? If we have ever seen an incomplete fetus, just imagine a lump of flesh. Allah is going to create bones into that. Allah will create eyes. Allah will create nerves. Allah will create cells. Allah will create the power of sight. Allah will create the power of hearing. Allah will create, subhanallah, muscles and strength in a lump of flesh. Allah says, it is me, I, who took you out from that small stage. You were totally weak. No one knew. هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O human beings, remember that you passed over such a stage that you were not even something to be mentioned about. Who will talk about you? Who will talk about that which you were created from? Allah says, this is what you have been created from. From one stage, you were created from a clot of congealed blood hanging on the wall of the receptacle in which Allah has stored us in. And then that lump of flesh, now Allah is the one who causes it to grow to another stage. And Allah makes the entire lump of flesh now from a clot of congealed blood in only bones. Idham, only bones that you see. Have you ever imagined if a person is born and he's only bone, what will happen? How will he look? Will that be digestive to people? Will they accept it? Then from that Allah says, I clothed you with your flesh. Muscles. The raw was joined with it, you became a living being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking us from one stage to another stage. And then when we were fully formed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken us out from the wombs of our mothers. We have reached the state of perfection to come out. If we only remain there for any while and any time longer, it is going to be destructive to us. And if you come out before the appointed time, it is going to be destructive to you. Allah appoints a time, and only upon that time that baby will come out, subhanallah. Not before, not after. Subhanallah. Then the baby comes out. You and I are eating every single thing. And we depend upon these other things for our nourishment. We depend upon it for our growth. If we do not eat those things, we're going to starve. We're going to die out of starvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the baby cannot eat those things now. I will provide for him. There is something called milk in the mother, and that baby will drink it for a few years, and he will grow strong and healthy. Allah nourishes, tarbiyat, tabligh, shay, reaching one thing from one stage to another stage. Then that time passes away, and the child grows. And the child reaches the age of adolescent. And the person reaches maturity. And then from one stage, we go to another stage. And we go to another stage. Changes in our body. Once upon a time, there is no hair on our face. Hair starts to come out as men. Once upon a time, you do not have this, then you have that. Once upon a time, you were not like this, but you are like that now. Every single day, Allah creates and He recreates. We use energy, we use every single thing. Allah replaces every single thing. Allah is not only our creator when we were in the wombs of our mothers, but every single day Allah creates. Every new blood cell Allah creates. Every new hair Allah creates. We take a haircut today, tomorrow it grows. Allah causes the growth to take place. We shave our hair today, tomorrow it grows. Allah creates that. Allah is the one carrying you from one stage to another stage. In that quality of rububiyyah, in that quality, this is why Allah is saying He's our Rabb.